You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily with Eddie Greer.
Back to the diamond here on the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition here. Middle of the week, Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. Just after I got off work here. Back at the crib. The Greer household, that is. Eddie Greer here, your host of the Purple Project Podcast. As we approach here on 100th episode of the Purple Project Podcast, which me and Alex will record tomorrow night. And we get this baseball update here as K-State definitely is winding down their season on the diamond and take another bad, I won't say bad loss, but expected loss on the road to the number third ranked team in the country, Virginia Tech. And I'm even more impressed with the Hokies than originally. You know, I mean, looking at the Virginia Tech, you think of them as a football school, but here in this case here, obviously the last few weeks been kind of monitoring their progress, Virginia Tech, and damn, they are pretty good. They handled K-State last night in Blacksburg, 8-2 at English Field at Atlanta Union Bank Park over there in Blacksburg, Virginia as well. Dom Johnson, the only offense for K-State. Imagine that. Dom Johnson has been something else this year. He's been outstanding on the offensive end for K-State baseball this year. The transfer over here, the only offense, a two-run bomb in the fourth inning of the game right there as well. Pete Hughes in the press conference said yesterday, and this is the second half of his quote here, quote, "I was disappointed with our offense productivity tonight. Against a team like that, you've got to match them to stay in the game, you think? And can't let them get a cushion. They just built momentum, and that was the story of the game," end quote right there. And you know, when K-State's on, talking about the offensive side of the baseball, they can hang with anybody in the country. We've seen that in the last, 3 years now? Even the Pete Hughes era, we've seen that. But it was, we also seen that if you shut this K-State offense down, like I said on the Pro Project Podcast, you can win. You're gonna win games talking about the opposition, and that's what Virginia Tech did. Slowed them down while the Hokies just burn K-State on the offensive side there as well. Virginia Tech hit 3 home runs, went deep 3 times in this game. Let's take a look at the inside scoop with the box score here. Virginia Tech, 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors. K-State, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. So how about this? The last two to three games, K-State has not committed an error. So at least you got that going for you right there as well. K-State now drops to 27-24, heading into the final series of the regular season, and they got to stay on the road at Morgantown. And did I say on yesterday's podcast, the daily, that the worst or the best they can do is 2-2? Well, that's still in play here. As they begin that, they'll begin that series on Friday here. I already knew that counted Virginia Tech. I knew that going in there, especially their offense was not going to get heated up there as well. And Dom Johnson staying with him. He was the only cat in the lamp to get more than a hit, 2 or 4 on the night, and including his 11th home run of the season. 3 Wildcat relievers combined to allow 3 hits over the last 5 innings in this game. Graham Hassall taking the loss in this one. He drops down here to 4-6 on the season here. 5 earned runs on 7 hits. That's costly right there. 8 of the Hokies' 10 hits went for extra bases in this one. K-State only over 2 with runners in scoring position. 1 for 12. Ugly, ugly stat right there with men on base, while Virginia Tech went 5 for 13 with 2 outs and 5 for 17. So really, Virginia Tech didn't really do that much either. But when it counted, Virginia Tech stepped to the plate and just killed the Wildcats there offensively there. And the ugliness on the road continues for K-State. They're 6-14. In true road games this season, and 6-17 in all away from Twinton Family Stadium this year. 6-17 somehow this offseason or whatever That has to get figured out. That has to get figured out. I know Cats fans are maybe getting tired of hearing this, but hey, I'm only telling you what's the truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's just like the Braves today. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. Listen, look, that's bad. You're a bad road team on the road against good quality opponents. Now, again, you mean some of these this year, looking back at some of these games this year that you should have won, a.k.a. Texas Tech, and maybe a couple others thrown in there as well. So you get a couple days off here, and you're right back to work. And in theory, I'm not even going to bake on a sweet because I don't think that's going to happen. But I'll eat my own words right here. You heard it first on the Pearl Project Podcast. If they do sweep, I might do something, but nothing too crazy. Not too crazy, especially not this week, especially with me dealing with a minor issue with the bad back issue here that I got going on here. But today, it feels a little better. We'll see. Hopefully, it's progress here. Especially got to run a half marathon on Saturday. But yeah, anyways, not to get off too much of a topic here. Now I just lost train of thought. Yeah, you just have to clean things up here after the series. And of course, you got your Big 12 tournament going on the following week, I believe. So K-State drops to 27-24 on the year. You head back into conference play, or you hope to end this on a positive note. Oh yeah. So yeah, back to the sweep. That was where I was at. K-State, best you can do. You got to take 2 or 3 from West Virginia. If you sweep them, I'll be even more excited with that. But I don't see that happening here. At least K-State could drop a game. They got to go at least 2 for 3 here to get my prediction come true. The worst they can do, which is still on the table also, 1 of 3. Yeah, 1 of 3. So you're already 0-for-1 in this final stretch of games here for K-State. But yeah, the struggle on the road continues and has continued for quite some time with this K-State baseball team. The Pearl Project Podcast, you can find it wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and make sure you tell a friend, fellow K-State fan or a student, alumni, or you live outside of Kansas, you repping that purple, make sure you hit the Purple Project Podcast, and you should get notification every time we upload content on the Purple Project Podcast daily or weekly edition. Make sure you are downloaded episode 99. What a treat, you guys, that was to have Eli on, one of my former colleagues and a good friend of mine, Eli Anderson, on for episode 99 of the Purple Project Podcast weekly edition, big 100 tomorrow night, and that will be out Friday night for your weekend podcasting enjoyment as well. So we got that lined up as well. A big weekend around here in Manhattan, including this podcast right here. So can't wait for that, which will include some basketball talk, and we'll get to the NCAA regional golf in a little bit more detail. As today, golf does not advance. They end up finishing ninth in the NCAA regional there in Norman, Oklahoma. A lot more on that this weekend as well. We'll talk more about the Ring of Honor for K-State. 6 more players got officially honored today. That will be the topic of discussion on episode 100, including a lot more kind of a throwback edition a little bit, and talk a little bit about the basketball team as well. So we're gonna hit it all big here on 100. So definitely want to make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. That is going to wrap things up here from Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, go Cats. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.